So right now I'm staying at my parents' house because I don't have Wi-Fi right now at my apartment. And so I've had to do my recording here, and I tried to record in the truck like I used to, but oh my gosh, it was so hot in there, like over 100 degrees, and my computer was overheating so bad. And then audio interface that basically connects to my microphones and computer was like piping hot. You could fry an egg on it. And so I gave up. And now I'm recording in the garage. And it actually works pretty well, I'd say, except that there's a clock somewhere in here. And so if you listen really closely, you can, you know, hear it ticking. But yeah, there's a little update. Anyway, let's read some comments. So, Tank Tonk commented, "I'm amazingly high on cocaine." Wow, don't do drugs. Mr. Clock commented on Popular Girl Drives You to School and said, "Anyone else feel like there's a dark storyline of why the protagonist is in the Popular Girl's neighborhood?" Because the protagonist is like walking alone in the rain. Yeah, I mean, I envisioned the protagonist living in that neighborhood, but actually it would make for a much cooler story if the protagonist had just finished burying a body or something. Thrustral Music commented, "Not sure if Swinging Pan is intentional or not, though it kind of works." Okay, so Swinging Pan is like when I go from ear to ear, right? Yeah, that is 99% of the time not intentional. I just do it accidentally, which is something that I keep meaning to fix, but I don't know. Maybe I should get a new microphone set up. I don't know. It's because I have two microphones, so, and, you know, I have them right next to each other, and right now, I don't have my microphone stands, so I just have to hold the microphones next to each other in front of me, and so yeah, it's a little bit hard to stay, like, completely still. Anish Beatty commented on "Your Roommate Needs You to Be Her Wedding Date" and said, "The script reminds me of Gilmore Girls for some reason. Anyways, great audio afterglow." Thank you. That is because it is inspired by Gilmore Girls. There were like a few lines that I took out of there or kind of switched around a little bit because I've been rewatching the show and I love it so much. I'm not sure how you say it, but they commented, "Guys, I'm glad to say I finally got some bitches, so I don't need to listen to this shit anymore." Wow, I'm happy for you. Cyclops commented, "I legit do not get all of America's obsession with the popularity and clicks in media. I'm not sure whether it's like that in real American high school, but I live in the UK and go to school at 11th grade, and you just go to talk to whoever you want. I mean, yeah, there's groups, but I can go from playing football with people to playing video games to talking with a bunch of nerdy lads. I just do not understand the media's representation of school." Yeah, I don't know. I guess it's just more entertaining if everyone hates each other. Yeah, I don't get it either. I didn't go to public school, so I'm not sure. Wesley Corsten commented, "God, I'm such a friendless loser." That is not true. Do not talk like that, okay? Never say that again. Patrick Williams commented, "Bro, why does she sound like Edith Finch?" Edith Finch? Who is that? Should I look it up? This is hard because I have to use both my hands to hold my microphones in front of me. Maybe I can just do it with one hand. All right. Yeah, that works. Okay. Edith Finch. Edith Finch. What Remains of Edith Finch? It's a video game. I want to hear what she sounds like. I just need a video of her talking. Maybe like a trailer. Okay, let's try this.
I'm sure my mom was just trying to protect me. Now that there's only one of us left, I thought it was time I heard the stories.
I don't know. I don't really see it or hear it. I don't know. Maybe. Trakillin commented, "Is it bad that I've watched so many of these that I know when the little makeout parts happen?" Yeah, pretty much at the end of every single audio. I realized that usually if I don't include like a kissing part at the end, then it's like more people kind of assume that there's going to be a part two because the story doesn't feel complete. And then I feel bad if I don't make a part two. So I've just, included kissing in every single audio. Okay, so I'm gonna end this here. Thank you guys for listening, and I will record another one of these next week. Bye, guys. Mwah.